Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only thing better than watching TV is taking it personally.
You guys, it's Taking It Personally. I'm here with actor and entertainment writer, contributor at Parade Magazine, Jared Alexander. We just had a time talking Housewives for AG, and you referenced Robin Dixon at one point, and I almost started to scream, but I said, hold yourself back, because we have a tip on the horizon. So just a note, because this might be not be apparent, but it absolutely will be right after I say this. If you have not seen the first three episodes of Traitors, spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about it. So take a second, watch those episodes, and then come back. We're going to give you a 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to dive in. A 3, a 2, a 1, a let's talk Traitors.
Woo! We are so back.
Okay.
We are so back.
I don't want to be a downer.
Please.
I just feel a little bit like something is missing just a little for me.
Yeah.
Just a little. And yeah. I just want to know, honestly, I might be in the minority on this, and I'm happy to be. I want people, my number one is like, I want people to enjoy television.
Correct.
I would like to be among those people.
Yes.
But I just kind of feel like the energy this season is not as like LOL forward as last season was.
Yeah.
So the stakes feel bigger in a way that kind of makes me feel like I'm watching a almost like a drama limited series, which I just kind of loved the sort of fancy free energy of Traitors. And maybe, I don't know, I might be just saying that, and we're only three episodes in, everything could change. But I just needed to be honest that we are recording this on Friday. We both watched the first three episodes late last night, literally when they dropped. Yeah. And I just kind of felt like, when I was watching. Just a little bit of a huh. And I just want to know, is that completely off? And I'm totally okay if it is.
You are not completely off at all. I do think that there is something in these first three that there is something a little bit missing just in terms of like the tone of the group of this season. But I think that just is going to be group to group as this show grows. You're going to have seasons where you maybe like the groups more than others. I think, and this is where I thought I was maybe going to be in the minority too. While I think the Traitors picks are interesting, I think their gameplay is pretty crazy. I think the like chaos for chaos sake thing maybe feels like good TV in person, but it's kind of a lot to watch. And I think also, I don't know how you feel. I just think we both are. I come into this Bravo forward. I come from like the land of Bravo. So the second that you watch the show and like all the Bravo talent, like just the targets on their back, it's kind of like, okay, well, this isn't fun. Like, it's just very like, and if I was a traitor, I would be like, well, Dorinda has to stay for a little bit. She's good TV. She at least needs to have a round table. Does that make me crazy though? Like, I know it's a game, but I also would be like, no.
I didn't know it was allowed to release Dorinda so early. And I was honestly horrified by it. And I don't know how to feel about Carolyn. I've seen, she was on Survivor, right?
This is where I come in. These are all new faces. Those three guys in the cage, I was like, who?
Oh, one of those guys, I was like, I've never seen you. I don't think anybody's ever seen you before, ever. But like Wes, I knew.
Yeah.
Boston Rob, 100% I knew. I've seen several seasons of Survivor.
Yeah.
Tony, an all-star. Carolyn, I don't know. I think she's from the Survivor universe and not Big Brother, because it's like those are the only two options if you're not on Bravo, apparently, or related to High School Musical. So like, that's what you get. I don't know how I feel about Carolyn. Something about her, I'm like, I don't know that this is entertaining for me personally. But when she was advocating for Dorinda in the little turret or whatever the fuck, when she was advocating for Dorinda, I think the reason that her fellow traders were asking her for an answer and she couldn't give it was because I actually think she was doing a solid for us and production and being like, yeah, she's charismatic and watchable television.
Yes.
That, maybe I'm giving her too much credit, but I appreciated her in that moment. And I was like, what was it? Danielle? Who's Danielle, I think, is Big Brother. Right. And there's another woman who's Big Brother. Couldn't tell you her
who
name.
Who sent her home.
On Big Brother. Right.
And wound up winning.
Oh, did she?
That's what they said in the show. I don't know.
My bad.
I don't watch.
I was kind of spaced out at that point. No, and that was probably 2 minutes in. Because I probably knew that the journey ahead of 3 episodes at once was going to be a little bit of a challenge. I just kind of felt like in that moment, like, we're making bad choices for me as a viewer, and getting rid of Tony this early was a really bad decision. Yes.
Also, this was a big thing last year that was frustrating, was that they got rid of so many of the, a lot of these challenges are physical. They just are. So if you want to make more money, you have to keep some people around who are going to be really good at those challenges, and also good game players too. I feel like the Tony of it all was it's hard at the beginning of the game because you're just grasping at nothing. Mm-hmm. But I think the traders, I love Bob to death, but I think that their gameplay is really frustrating so far, because the housewives thing, and they said it, it's too obvious. I think backfired already, because Bob and Danielle a little bit are already kind of found out. There are already enough people who are like, the crying's really not working for me. And also people being like, it's Bob, I think, if it's not. That's pretty fast already. But I think while it's entertaining, I do think it's reading very obvious to me that they're traitors. I know we know, but I think the behavior, I liked when Boston Rob was like, I'm walking into this and I'm like, they're kind of a mess. And that was such good confirmation, because as a viewer, I felt like there is this is a mess.
Why didn't they, meaning production and Ellen, but nothing is Alan's fault. He is an angel and a king, and we love and support. We celebrate him, future Emmy winner again.
Yes.
If it goes the way it should. I just kind of feel like I think the choices were bad, but I also think the casting is a little, I don't know. Where are the funny people?
Well, I'm kind of obsessed with this Gabby character from Bachelor Nation, who I left Bachelor Nation right after Rachel Lindsay. I did 3 or 4 solid seasons. That's all I had in my lifetime. And I really am grateful for those times. I did Bachelor, Bachelorette, back to back. Never did Paradise. Really enjoyed it.
She was on both.
Okay. I forget what her season was. What's his name? Cute guy.
I'm never going to know. Pilot? No. I'm never going to know.
Yeah.
I've seen so many, and she's been on the
pod. I watched
Nick
Vile's season, mm-hmm. When he was on with Caitlyn, which I think was maybe his second season at the time. I watched those as they aired. I watched 2013 to 2017, 2018, around then. Then I was done. That's it. Anyway, this Gabby character, love her. Hilarious. But you're right. There aren't that many. No one's as funny. And I think that while there is a part of it that does, it's equal parts upsetting, but also exciting, is that I do feel like as produced as the show is, I don't think they meddle in the gameplay that much, because if they did, there is no way that they would have been allowed to send Dorinda home. And that, as sad as it makes me, there was a part of my brain that was like, wow, I guess they really are just letting these people play this game how they want to play it. There's no way. I'm sorry. It's Dorinda Medley. Someone would be like, it's got to be someone else. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Tap, 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 no. And clearly that's just not how it goes. I just think it was such a... Also, I know I'm talking in circles and then I'll be done, I promise, but...
You better not.
I do think that one thing I did notice, I think, because if I were to go into Traders, and I feel like the first 2 seasons were kind of like this for US at least, mm-hmm. the Big Brother players and the Survivor players usually had more targets on their backs because you knew that this is what they did. They're very much solo creatures. I think Phaedra's truly excellent performance as a housewife on a season that was that big and won the Emmys and stuff, I think it inadvertently, in a macro sense, put the target. I think the energy coming in being you got to watch out for the housewives feels so intense this season. And I was scratching my brain being why is there such a hard on literally for these housewives? And I'm not saying, it's not it's Phaedra's fault or anything. I do think that a part of it is last year we had one of the like the best traitor showings ever with Phaedra as a traitor, and like the whole thing was that you didn't expect her because she was just a housewife and she made it that far. So I think there was this feeling of people being like, you better watch out for those housewives, when they kept saying that there were so many of them. But I'm like, but there's four Big Brother people, three Survivor people, there's only four housewives here. It's not like it's like there are 10 housewives running amok, you know?
I think some of that is because obviously we have a traitor who's a Survivor alum and a traitor who's a Big Brother alum. So they're not going to draw attention to like, there are other groups here of people where the numbers are similar. And we do happen to represent as being traitors from two of them. But the other part is like, listen, there's so much great. I love Survivor. I'm not a like Survivor stan in the sense that I really don't keep up with seasons. And I went through a period where I just binged multiple seasons, but I cannot, I've never been able to like watch it, I don't think, in real time, or I forget the last time that that happened. But Survivor has produced so many incredible moments. It's smart television. There's always some sort of like Whiplash style huge shock that happens. It's excellent. I know Big Brother people love Big Brother, so that's fantastic too. They're both a very specific kind of like quite literal competition show versus Housewives, which is, you know, they're kind of competing with each other if you want to look at it that way, but it's like very entertainment forward, where we're not. It's a different kind of landscape. And I also think they think about competition reality TV in a different way.
Yes,
they're thinking entertainment first, which is, well, some of them are, which is helpful and important because the payoff is really great for certainly the audience, or can be. I also think, I don't know if it's because of like genuine like legal things in producing a show in Europe, or just the standard for competition shows where they really cannot cross any lines with talent. They really cannot encourage anything. But if we had, in my eye, some smart people in that turret who are coming from the Bravo universe, it would be helpful because I do think that they would be thinking in terms of like, I don't think I'm giving them too much credit. Well, I would be if I was talking about Robin, apologies, where they would be thinking about some of those big moments.
Yeah.
Phaedra definitely would.
Yeah, absolutely. But and also we had a housewife as a traitor, so Phaedra was able to, she felt super protective of her housewives, so she would fight to not murder them. I do think that it is interesting because they aren't game players in a sense, but there is a larger game when you're on Bravo and Housewives, and it does feel like, you know, you're only as good as your last season, and it is a lot of alliance keeping and also just like watching your back in certain ways and always being on your toes. And I think, and Gibson actually posted this, I think it was on Twitter or something,
Gibson Johns,
yes thank you, as much as the game players are always like, oh, like they come in and they're so good, sometimes they're so strategy driven they do miss a gut instinct thing, that sometimes we do have these housewives that like, even whether a lot of times their guts are wrong, but sometimes they are right. Like we have had some housewives early on, even last season, like kind of call out people who were traitors, you know what I mean, and like kind of knew it just off a gut thing because they are constantly in this cycle. Because if you've been a housewife for a long time, you're meeting new people and you're seeing patterns and you are like following these things, as opposed to like Survivor and Big Brother, it's one concentrated moment that you're stuck in. But like there is something to be said about the ways that housewives play the game that I think go underrated, even taking the entertainment part out of it. Like there are certain things that like help, that make more sense, honestly, than the way that other people play, where they're like, well, you said this, so you must be a traitor. Whereas, like, a lot of times, even if they're wrong, a housewife being like, yeah, you, there's something there that just is not reading right to me, that, like, is interesting and, like, helps move the game forward and get people along more in a way. There's, like, there's an innate feeling to them that sometimes is missing from the other players.
I think with The Bachelor, it's a competition show. You're fighting for someone's heart or whatever. They're on Survivor and Big Brother. certainly you're used to those series of competitions for like head of household or like a piece of bread, where you're so used to like the physical of it all. And certainly the psychological is huge on both of those when you're trying to navigate, build alliances and whatever. I think with Housewives and Bravo Labs, it's like if you do well at a competition point where you're fighting for that money or whatever, it's a pleasant surprise. But they are, to me, more skilled in the human behavior because that's more the focus of their show. It's just, and then they're discounted in such a wild way because people who don't watch Housewives, and maybe some who do, are just like, well, it's like clown behavior and you're not going to provide as much value as everyone else. And, you know, dismiss a housewife at your own peril. You literally have no idea. They are just as athletic as you are, if not more so.
Yes. And they are forced to constantly clock behavior and down to speech patterns, like down to things that's like actually like the recall being like, you said this like this and not this, even though like he wasn't even a traitor. What was last year when, oh my God, what's his name? He was British as well. And then Tamara was like, but you said you needed your inhaler, but then you actually did it. Like it is stuff like
John,
that.
Maybe?
Yes. It's stuff like that, that actually, it makes more sense than like, especially when you're pulling from nothing, just being like, someone's gotta be a traitor. I just think their logic of being like, well, we're going to kill a housewife and then we're going to do another one so that it looks like one housewife, that the housewives don't care. They're just going to kill each other off, was so clearly didn't work. Because then again, by the second episode, people were like, okay, this is fucking, when Dolores was like, this is housewives hunters, not traitors. And it does kind of feel like that. Like, it's kind of like, what was the benefit of killing Ion? Like, I think it's, at least for me, I know you said there's something. For me, my takeaway was the strategy is really off. And that's concerning when there are four traitors already. I'm kind of like, their strategy is off. And I don't know anything, but like, I do feel like we're going to lose some traitors earlier.
I don't think the picks were right. I don't think the picks were right. I actually think Bob the drag queen would have been incredible faithful.
I think so too.
And I don't know that what is happening is,
it's a little too obvious.
It's too obvious and like too much. It gets into this weird, like, are you, the conversation between Zac Efron's brother, right? That was Zac Efron. And Bob the drag queen was like, just kind of not great to me, where I'm like, I don't think I'm really enjoying this. Again, it doesn't feel fun. Not to say that they can't have impassioned opinions and you're fighting for your life at that
point. Round table, but he was so,
it was too much.
It didn't help the case. It really felt like he went to the school, Bob went to the school of like Bethany mixed metaphors, throwing stuff at you. Like it was like something
Dorinda,
like,
honestly.
It was like, right. It was like, there's a puzzle and then this and this and that. And then by the end, you're kind of so turned about. You're like, okay, I guess they're right. But like, whatever. And I think that, yeah, I think Bob and Danielle are just being so obvious.
It hurts my heart. It hurts my heart.
That, and I guess that is a way to play it, but I don't think, and thank God for Boston Rob, because he saved Bob by sacrificing Tony. And like, that is a gameplay thing that is kind of like, you're like doing all this stuff, but like, and I think if he didn't really come in, like there wouldn't have been, it would have been so clear cut Tony if he didn't come in and say that.
Last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America. Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers. But it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns hopes to grow your money into more of your money. Especially helpful for me because living in New York City, I swear you walk outside and somehow you've spent $100 before walking a single solitary block. In New York City, of course, we always say everything is at your fingertips. But with all of these delivery services, especially if I'm recording in the middle of a Peacock binge, shout out the traders, those delivery fees really, truly add up. Acorns can help you fight back. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. I spend a lot of time on the pod talking about emotional intelligence. Financial intelligence is equally important. Head to acorns.com/andyscrolls or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/andyscrolls. Could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, this season of Real Housewives of New York. And they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. For me, it's those couple days before my period when I just don't feel like myself. And there's also perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is we don't have to suffer through anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hashtag spiritually mid-20s plus. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. You know what's the light of my life? The Clawfis, obviously, getting a chance to come into this colorful, unique space and breathe, especially after a wild holiday season. You know what else is the light of my life? The lighting fixture that my friend Tori and I picked out from Wayfair, which is such a conversation starter. It's modern, it's beautiful. The light bulbs, of course, are key. Amidst so much chaos in New York City and, of course, the up and downs of housewives, I wanted my apartment to feel calm, soothing, fun, and feminine. And thanks to Wayfair, all of my dreams, minus Chris Manzo, have come true. Wayfair is super easy to use, especially for me, someone who has an idea of what I want, but oftentimes can get a little stuck in the details. Delivery was free, hassle-free. And I love that each room in my apartment feels different. From the lighting fixtures in the Clawfis versus the living room to the way I use color in the Clawfis versus the living room. Wayfair has it all. And P.S. Hanukkah Harry, thanks to Wayfair, brought me an espresso machine. Because after this season of New York, a little extra caffeine is needed. Wayfair has everything your home needs this spring, and Wayfair has what you're looking for at any budget. There's something for every style in every home. Wayfair makes it easy to tackle your New Year's home goals with endless inspiration for every space. And it's free and easy delivery, even on the big stuff. Give your home the refresh it needs with Wayfair. Head to wayfair.com right now. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tony is so charismatic and I think fun. And
I think so. And hot. Can I say it?
Yeah, definitely. And like, you can see him as a threat, but that wasn't the reason that they...
What did he say when he was like, you're a sellout? Oh,
my God. It broke my heart. And you know Rob was like, I am.
Yes.
But I had to do my job. He's thinking I had to do my job. And he was put in a bad situation. There's something about... I'm so sorry.
I don't think they were good picks either.
I really thought I was gonna like watch it and be hyped, and then I'm watching it. You don't even have my full attention right now. I'm just waiting for this to like the. It felt like every episode was lasting for hours, and I was like, okay, I guess we're gonna have another one, and then I'm gonna finish. Versus, I was so hyped, as I think we all were, because last season was such a fucking incredible moment, and I also think some of the like extras that are being thrown in. Maybe it's the adding people. Maybe
twists.
It was the handshake at the beginning where I'm like, you don't really need this. It's going to just make it feel choppier than it needs to be. But God help us. I mean, first off, poor Dorinda, you know, you were saying you're only as good as your last season. Poor Dorinda, like, you know, wasn't picked for New York or whatever, because they, you know, fired everybody. But she's been put on pause before, and then she gets
it's
cut
so
first.
Disappointing.
I just feel for any production assistant in the hours that followed, because that had to be a tough journey.
It also
journey.
Was just so...
She didn't deserve it.
And honestly, I think the logic of like, well, you threw yourself off first, so you must not need a shield, was so elementary. Like, I just was like, what? I was like, that's, if anything.
No, she's just a better person than
right.
you guys are.
And I think it just was very short-sighted. Again, I don't really love how those two, as erratic as Crystal? Is that her name?
Carolyn,
sorry.
The blonde, the blonde,
As erratic as she is, I actually see her.
It might be Caroline. I might be fucking that up. I'm
it's
so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I see her making it farther than those two. Because she is, like, acting normal. it's weird. But I did enjoy it, though. Like, I had a blast watching it. Like, it's Traitors. I got all excited. My heart was racing during the round tables. Like, I was pumped.
I love a round table. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's the best.
And
we didn't get Dorinda
the best
at
part.
One. Like,
you've taken away something that they don't even understand, but I really genuinely think Carolyn does. And it's like, this is the difficulty when you have some of these big personalities, but... And again, maybe my expectation is that you guys want there to be good TV, but that's not maybe the first priority. The first priority is winning the show. Yeah. It's hard to begrudge.
But wouldn't you get rid of a good game player? Like,
I don't
off
think
the
care.
Bat. Like,
they
I would
obviously
be like,
don't care.
I don't want someone who, you know what I mean? Who's like, I don't know. It was so weird.
Well, I also don't understand why Danielle specifically wanted Dorinda. And then her response, I think, to Carolyn was like, you need to give me a reason why this won't work. And I'm thinking like, well, why does your strategy for Dorinda not also count for Ion? Apologies to Ion at that moment.
Correct.
But if you need to pick a housewife, I'm not, I just personally, selfishly, don't
like, take
want
Robin
you to,
out.
Right. Don't, I don't want you to pick Dolo or, I don't want you to pick Dolo or Dorinda. And I frankly, actually at that point, don't want you to pick Robin.
Right.
Ion is an easier person to call just for me personally. I don't, in terms of entertainment, which
absolutely.
I selfishly am focused on, Ion is going to give me less than the other three are. So why not
it was, again,
do that for me?
The strategy is chaos for chaos' sake. I think that, like, as much as, like, they maybe, even if they don't watch Roni, like, they know that Dorinda is a big presence. They know that, like, taking someone like Dorinda off the bat means that, like, anything goes. That, like, nobody's safe. And that, like, okay, if that's how you want to start things off, great. Then you have the most chaotic roundtable ever because everyone's spinning out. But then to double down on the chaos again, I'm not saying to make a logical decision that will steer them towards you. It's not that, but it just was like, to make a decision like that again only makes the faithful stronger because they really feel like they're being fucked with and toyed with. You kind of have to make them feel a little safe almost too, and you have to make them feel like they're on the right track of something instead of them being like, and then someone who, yeah, it didn't work in their favor. Immediately after Ion was killed, Dylan was like, I think Bob is someone, like, immediately. And then who said they didn't believe Danielle's crying? I can't remember.
Oh, several people, I think.
It's like...
Somebody, yeah.
That's really fast.
Wasn't it... Was it Wells?
I think it was.
That might be wrong.
I think it was maybe.
That might be maybe wrong.
But yeah, and I think... It's going to be interesting to see how... I mean, I'm going to watch it. It's fucking Traitors. And it's
oh my God, I'm going to watch every episode.
But it's just very... I'm not loving the... I get on paper, especially like you have a story with, and again, I don't watch Big Brother, but like someone like Danielle, who's like, they say one of the best to ever do it, but didn't get to win. That's what they said. That's what the guy was like. She's one of the best to ever do. Like,
oh,
to
I
play
forgot.
The game.
Okay.
The guy, one of the guys who was the Big Brother guy who was up on the, in the cages.
Okay.
Whatever. So that, and then it's like, I was going to freak out if they were going to send home Dolores, if they were going to murder Dolores right after.
I would have lost my mind.
Maybe someone stepped in for that because I just was like, this is crazy. Like, you can't. And I think, yeah, you need moments like that. You need like good roundtable people. The Housewives are great roundtable people.
How did you feel about the Robin v. Wells of it all?
Loved, because even though, and this is, again, this is giving like Sheree Whitfield school of like dead wrong, but so entertaining. Like Robin is so off because she's like, it is not going to be Bob. But she did, say what you want about Robin, she's a housewife. Like she was able to like at least confuse things enough that the votes were down the middle and then Wells, like, because it was all pointing towards Robin and she was able to spin it. And then in the third roundtable, she also spoke up again and was like, actually, no, like that is a skill. She did a really good job. She was dead wrong. She doesn't know who the traitors are. But like, I think that like being a voice like that, even her being like, actually, no, like that's not a dumb decision. It would be a smart one. Like, is an actual interesting that happened. Interesting, Jesus, thing that happened.
She was totally wrong.
But again,
she was like, so loud. I was like, Robin.
But loud and wrong, again, it's like the Sheree Whitfield school. Like, it's kind of like, Sheree was so wrong each episode last season. And then they would, someone would be a faithful, she'd go, guys, come on. And it just would be like, but like, that is, I think, I don't know. I don't need you necessarily to be right when you're playing the game, but like, I at least want you to play it. And it feels like, especially those first two roundtables, like no one was fucking talking. No one was talking to people. And Robin was at least, even if she was the complete opposite opinion from what other people were saying, she would just say it. So
I did appreciate her thinking that Wells was a traitor because he disagreed with her opinion.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, obviously, because my opinion was right. My opinion is like literal truth. That means completely correct. That means that you're a traitor because I was spot on.
Right.
Very passionate about it. So you are immediately suspicious. And his response was like, I don't understand how that connects with all of
it. But again, that is the thing where the thing with her, and again, I don't know what happens, but like she doesn't even realize that like now, especially because she came in defense when the heat was on Bob, like Bob is probably going to protect Robin just because Robin's protecting him.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's that weird thing where like who, like Phaedra really from their connection, like was protecting Sheree. Like she was like, that's not going to happen. We're not murdering her. That's my girl. And like, I do think that like when you speak up like that, you don't even know who the traitors are, but like you don't even realize you might be actually protecting a traitor with your gut, air quotes, that's wrong, but like that actually helps you in the long run. Like two times now at the round table, they're right next to each other each time, and she was like, it is not Bob, it is not. And the fact that you think it's me or Bob is crazy, and Bob's like, yeah, exactly. So like in the turret, like Bob at least would be like, no, you know, because especially when the heat starts to get on them, the traitors have to look out for themselves too with the people who they fuck with. Who they have alliances with.
I mean, good for Robin for being so consistent and trusting the wrong men.
Hello? I mean, that's the thing.
Good for her. Good for you.
Literally.
With no evidence as to why you would do that. I do wonder if her defense of Bob will end up, well, you could think about it two ways. One, he would want to protect her because he knows he has an ally. The flip side is, he might look more suspicious if she's kept around because
he knows
he has an ally. So it could go either way, but I do not. But it's like, am I expecting too much of traitors this early in the series to make decisions that strategically make sense?
Is that too big
an expectation?
That's what I was going to say. I think sometimes especially coming off an Emmy winning season, it was so huge. We have to remember those first three episodes were good, but the game was still so big. Like, it takes a while for the game to scale down when you really are starting to figure shit out. What is just shocking me is that this early on last season, the traitors were not even remotely being found out in a way that they already are. And props to Dylan Efron, because he kind of sniffed it out pretty quick. And I think that is what's like, ooh. And that is what, again, with Boston Rob coming in, it was such good confirmation of him being like, you guys are a mess. Like, this is not, you're acting weird as hell at breakfast. Bob is taking up all the decision making here, and it's not like all of them were like, not another housewife, and then they still went with a housewife. I'm kind of like, no, that is like, and not even just selfishly, just like strategically, it's not good.
Do you know, there were so many rumors about what happened with Lindsay being cast on the show and Dorinda having maybe a role in that. Did you ever get any clarity of what actually happened?
I think it was, I mean, the rumor was that Dorinda did say that Lindsay was pregnant, I believe, and I don't think you can do that show pregnant. I don't know how true that is, but I think, I'm sure with like all the physical things and the traveling and stuff like that or whatever, but again, I don't know how true that is at all, but I do think, not that I love Sierra, it does feel like to me that would have been Lindsay Hubbard, and then Lindsay couldn't do it and they pulled someone else from Summer House.
It's a loss not having Lindsay there.
It is. And I think Sierra's stunning, but like, we'll see. It seems like she's just going to coast by in the game, which is fine. But I think that even the timing, the announce, like Sierra, I think the it was serendipitous because of the season of Summer House Sierra had, but she was filming Traitors while that was happening. So like, there's no way that it was like, oh, Sierra had this huge year, she's going to be on Traitors. It wasn't that. And I think Lindsay, imagine Lindsay at a round table. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God. Although if I think that Robin is even a little bit annoying, Lindsay Hubbard, oh, when she has an idea, would maybe...
Forget it.
That would maybe break me.
But that's where like her
and
Kyle... Her and Kyle Cook are such textbook Leos. They're like two sides of the same coin. And like, and Kyle was season one of Traitors. Like, I think that Lindsay would be... And who knows? I'm sure next season. You think Lindsay isn't going to be on Traitors eventually? Absolutely. But...
Oh, she'd be great.
I think that it's... Yeah, there's... I also was kind of surprised the lack of loyalty to, like, it seems like Sierra kind of let the housewives, like, she wasn't going to jump on that boat, which is kind of weird to me. Like, it kind of was like, you aren't going to, like, speak up for them a little bit because, like, they all were kind of warm to you. It felt very weird. Whereas, like, I don't know, Sandoval's a fucking mess, but even he was, like, at least, like, around them. Like, Sierra was very, once the going got tough with the housewives, she was like, well, and they are housewives, too. So I was like, what? I was like, what are you doing?
But if I was Sierra, I would want them to say the housewives and not the Bravo Lebs.
Right.
And they're not thinking about it in the way that we think
are,
of Bravo
we're
Lebs.
Like, hello.
Where it's like the network umbrella, actually, you guys are a lot closer. But yeah,
think.
If you're a totally different universe and it feels like I'm a, you know, if I'm a Summer House person, then that's totally different from the Housewives universe. Like,
yes.
If that works for you, do it. I'm glad you referenced Tom. It's another reason. I just forgot her name. I'm so sorry. What's
Rochelle?
Her name?
Huh? From Selling Sunset? Rochelle?
No. Loved that moment. Mm. But what's her face? Is it Gabby? Gabby from Bachelorette? Gabby from Bachelorette. I love her. I cherish her. I think both of them, Gabby and Rochelle, see through Tom in a way that is necessary and a way of like his position in the pop culture universe and his level of manipulation, because his upset at the round table or wherever else it was, I was like, this makes me feel so uncomfortable because he is so sort of uncomfortable, or at least like he's just so manipulative. I don't believe anything relating to his upset. And I also have to say, this is not in any way like meant to be like derogatory to him or something, but, and it might be because my TV kind of sucks, but like he doesn't, something is off in, no, but I, like I'm being completely serious.
No, yeah.
Something is, he doesn't look well in a way that makes me concerned for him.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not hypothesizing anything. I'm just saying like, there's something in his face and his eyes where I'm like, he's not.
It's just filler.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm so bad at that.
No,
is that
listen,
what
maybe
it is?
I feel like I was like, oh, it looks like he's obviously getting older, but his face is just puffier.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just
maybe
like,
not.
He's that guy who was maybe cool going to concerts in the 80s or whatever, and then you see him 40 years later and he hasn't aged but still thinks he's that guy.
Correct.
Cool going to the concerts, like living for Guns N' Roses, and then it's like no time has gone by, everybody else has aged and he technically has, but he's still that guy. You can see it's it, but that's maybe that's always been his persona with the band and everything. He just thinks he's cool.
Yeah.
But now I'm watching him so out of his element, so obviously uncool.
Very
that
uncool.
It's a little tough to watch.
Yeah. Oh, I'm having a blast.
No. I'm not. I feel like I'm such a Debbie Downer in this, and maybe it's because I quite literally am. I just think there's like, ugh, there's just something about him where I'm like, ugh, he's just like dirty.
Like, see, he is for sure, and I totally agree. But
he's a joke. Like, he would be.
That was gonna say. And one of my big takeaways, though, is that I was kind of like, he is a brand of, again, especially when we're talking about casting reality TV now and like being so self-aware. No, clearly, no matter what people say about this guy, he is going to be Tom Sandoval.
That's
and exactly
true.
The same. Mm-hmm. Moment of him going in and going right up to his own portrait and doing those things, like, that is a quality of something that, like, I get to laugh and scoff at. And, like, that, and it was, and it honestly is a little refreshing, him just being out of the Vanderpump vacuum and there, because then it's just, like, you can just enjoy laughing at a villain or just being like, you're so wrong and you think you're so right. Like, this is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was able to, like,
clearly a joke here.
Yes, I was able to, like, deliciously enjoy it because it's not about his real life.
Yes.
Like, in a way that I was just like, and it was, that honestly was one of the higher points. I'm like, thank God he's there, because then we got to see Chrishell, like, rip him a new one. Like, I'm kind of like, and in a way that, like, yeah, I was happy with that moment, to be honest. Like, I think that was one of the brighter parts of it that we wouldn't have gotten if he wasn't there, you know?
Chrishell being like, I told you I don't fuck with you,
yeah,
and I'm friends with Ariana. And at that moment, you started trotting my name out to say I was a traitor, right, and it's only because I'm Team Ariana, and I know you're a piece of shit, and you were just doing it for revenge. You know he did, because he's so smart. In his head, he's like, am I a genius? Like,
I know, literally.
You guys just haven't caught on to it yet. But I am I'm always the smartest, most charming, most generous person in the room each and every day of my life.
Yeah.
Maybe now at this point, it's because he's unfortunately sitting in a room alone. But, you know, I guess it still counts. Like, his reaction to that, and he was trying to emote as best he could. It was she was so obviously, at least to me, humble opinion, so obviously spot on that I don't think he knew how to react, and it didn't help. There's nary a Schwartz to be seen.
No,
he's
on his own.
Out of his environment.
He's on his own, and he isn't making good. He's not like doing, he went straight to like trying to figure, like, look, you know, with the Spock eye, as Chrishell said, like, he was just like staring at other people.
Oh, that was so weird.
I know.
It was like, and I was like, what are he makes bad choice. I mean,
he does, but
he
again,
Tom Sandoval makes bad choices.
But I think that is a fun part of traitors. It's like watching people make bad choices and be like, oh, you're so wrong. And I think, yeah, even like, I'm curious to see how long he's going to last, to be honest. But I was a little relieved that, like, they didn't. I mean, I would have rather them send him home than Dorinda, obviously. But even last season, we're like, I hate the trap of, like, oh, they're, like, the biggest villain ever, so they have to be a traitor. We're sending them home like they did with Bananas. As, like, annoying as Bananas can be, I'm kind of just like, okay, you're getting rid of, like, the big talent. Like, we can keep some of them around for a little bit because it's good that they're there. They add more dynamics to the whole game and everything. And if I was a traitor, I would want that person there. Like, I would want someone who seemed like they do traitor. Like, if I'm a traitor, I want Sandoval there for a little bit because he's going to piss people off. He already has enemies there. They're going to kill him off before they even sniff us out. Like, I think that's such a smarter way to play instead of being like, he's bad. It's like, what? It's like these weird moral conundrums they put themselves in of like, who's a good or bad person.
I think you've made so many good points, and I'm hopeful that it's just me easing. And sometimes I really do genuinely come from a place of no, and I'm just like, but you hold on to that last season, and I just want it to be, I want season three to be season two. And it's like, well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
But I do also have to acknowledge, because I think I said this on a recent AG, that when the casting came out, I was a little confused, maybe bewildered by it. I did not understand the casting choices. And some of that may come from a place of, you know, not knowing the personalities with Big Brother. I would always expect there to be a Big Brother presence, but I just thought like the casting specifically was not what I personally would like to see.
Yeah.
Again, focus on the LOL, which is different from laughing at a moment. I want genuinely funny people there. And
correct.
I just don't know that there's still stuff you can laugh at, which is great.
Like,
but
Kate,
I just don't
Chastain
see
is funny.
Kate Chastain is funny. Phaedra Parks is like
funny.
One of the funniest people to ever be on Bravo.
Absolutely.
Like, she is very smart, mm-hmm. very quick, and very funny.
Absolutely. So, Bob is funny.
Bob is very funny. That's true. Bob is very funny. I don't want to discount Bob.
But it's hard when you... It's hard as much as like Phaedra is hilarious as a traitor. Bob is hilarious, but I think what's hard is that his mode of moving about the group is so animated and over the top that... And everybody's different. I feel like what the secret... Phaedra made it as far as she did because she was... taking and like listening to people, and people felt like they could trust her, and they were very like, you know, we were leaning into her, but people do seem to trust Bob, but it's just I feel like he doesn't even have the room to be that funny now, because you can tell that the game gets to him a bit more than it even got to Phaedra. Like he's honest about it. He's like, I'm fucking shitting my pants, like I don't know what I'm doing, like I'm just rambling, you know.
I totally agree. And I think, again, funny factor, there's just a different, an enormous pressure on him now as a traitor. Mm-hmm. And I would have been super fucking happy with him as a faithful, because the focus would have, and he would have, as much as he's saying he's enjoying this, I would have enjoyed it more with him as a faithful, because I just think the energy, there are so few naturally funny people to me, like genuinely funny people versus people who say funny things. It would have been a better use of a limited natural resource. And yes. I am pro-environment.
Yes.
I would have really appreciated having him in that different role. But I'm very glad that he's there and was cast on the show.
Hello, right.
Like, really glad that he was. My questions about casting was more like, I just don't see the energy here. Because it's so, I would think it's so hard to cast traitors, because it's not really an all-star show that you're casting. It's right. an environmental show, mm-hmm. an environment show with a lot of different characters. And there's so much, it's really such a choose your own adventure mm-hmm. that I'm sure the casting process has to be incredibly difficult, because you don't know how long someone that you would think as a casting director could be a breakout star is going to last on the show. It has to be really challenging.
You don't know.
And they're from all different universes. So like the way I'm describing that could apply to truly any reality television show.
Absolutely.
But this one is from so many different, involves people from so many different worlds, some of which don't involve reality TV. There's going to be a random British fucking guy.
Right.
You know,
who just
like,
happens to be there.
Who just happens right. to be there.
It, no, it's very, you don't know. Like they're... yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I feel like if I were to predict,
please. Oh my god, this is a because then you're gonna come back. See. I'm gonna force you to come back.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
What's your prediction?
I think we're gonna lose some traitors early.
Do you?
Like, I think there'll be. Well, we already have four, so we can afford to. Mm-hmm. So I just think from like a TV standpoint, and there's a lot of people in the house in the castle, but I think that it's not gonna be smooth sailing for them. I think they're not. It's already such a messy game that they have no control over. I can see them losing some traitors early and then someone being courted in like halfway through the season, kind of like last year when they brought Parvati in.
Mm.
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults age 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider. And if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meetrejoin.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is Phaedra coming back? Why did I think she was...
I think they showed them there. Okay. Yeah, maybe like a coach. Okay. That would be kind of cool if she did. I mean, Kate came back.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of cool if they did that.
I am a little concerned that everyone's so focused on winning, but I'm like, well, what money are you going to win if everyone from a competition show
gets murdered?
Yeah, gets, but also doesn't do the thing, doesn't self-sacrifice because everybody's such a fucking puss. And then the ways that, like, Bravo women on the show have been spoken about where it's like, you're sort of a nothing burger. It's like, okay, well, who are the people who are fucking stepping up? All of the goddamn housewives.
I agree. And I think there's an emphasis of, there's a lot of Bravo talent, obviously, don't get me wrong, and it's on Peacock. It does feel like there's such an emphasis on, like, Big Brother and Survivor are huge audiences. Those are network reality shows. Mm-hmm. All three of the surprise housemates, castlemates, whatever, competitors were these white guys from these shows. Like, I've got to, like, I feel like we could have, like, done, I would have liked, it didn't have to be a housewife, but, like, a girl. I don't know. I feel like the tone already in that first challenge was so, like, I was so thrown off by it being, like, boys rule, girls rule. Like the theme of, like, the tone of this cast. I was, yeah, like, when they were rowing and stuff. And I was like, okay, really? Like, it just felt like we had, like, I don't know. I would have liked, like, a wilder swing in there out of those three people.
Mm-hmm.
Just for TV's sake. Please. Especially when, I'm sorry, like, last season was incredible, and a big credit to that was Phaedra. She was, like, the star of last season.
Yeah, she really was. I was thankful that Bob, the drag queen, really spoke up in defense of the women. I really was, like...
Yeah, it was getting weird.
It was getting weird, and someone needed to say it, because it was just so uncomfortable. But also, it didn't really... They didn't really change their minds, the guys. It really didn't, because then we had the next thing in, like, the clown balloon, whatever.
Oh my God, and scary.
And that was, oh God, couldn't have been me. And that just felt a little strange too. Like, they're just the abs. And again, I get it's because they're playing the game, but I'm thinking, all right, this just kind of come off like you're all douche.
Yeah, it's not, that dynamic isn't my fave. Honestly, I think the real traitor in all of this is like the Peacock lighting and cameras. I think across the board, nobody's looking their best.
Yeah, maybe that's why I felt like Tom didn't look great, but like even nobody
someone,
did.
Right, even someone like who, like, just everybody. I feel like we're so used to seeing them in their dynamics,
mm-hmm,
or in their dynamics on their shows.
Beautifully lit.
Right, and everything's just a little like, whoa, you know what I mean? And then it's, mm-hmm, also just like always like dreary and like cold and rainy. But no, I'll be there every Thursday night.
Poor Dorinda.
I'm so upset.
All the way to Scotland.
I'm so upset.
I'm finally back on Bravo through its
cousin
Peacock.
But that should be a twist. I'm sorry. That should have been something Alan in the middle of the night before she, quote unquote, went home. He could have been like, well, the story's not over for you yet. And then who knows? Maybe Dorinda will come back in the middle of the game. But I'm kind of like.
Well, they had that failsafe with Rob. They're like, if nobody shakes your hand, it's okay because you're going to be here no matter what.
Anyway.
Like, kind of a joke. I actually did. I was annoyed that nobody would shake his hand, although I was very concerned Carolyn was going to throw Tony out. I'm like, please don't do that, even though 5 seconds later it happened. Right. But the fact that they brought him back, I was like, oh, okay, so there's really no tension around this happened initially because obviously it's Boston
so
Rob.
What was
you're
the
not
point?
Right.
Right.
There was no point. This is the thing with some of these, like.
When you twist to twist to twist to twist.
Yeah, and you're just twisting.
Right.
Like, there's no other purpose for this than just to say that you're twisting.
And
but it's
already,
not adding
frankly,
anything.
Pretty confusing game. Like, the rules are always changing. The challenges are always so different. Like, to add even more twists to it is a lot.
I guess they were betting on the fact that nobody would shake his hand. Because what would have happened if Tony had been excised from the show? They would have just brought him back. Then what was the point of all of this?
I bet if Tony did, Tony would have been in one of the three cages.
Yeah, and if it was the Zac Efron's brother, God bless, who I actually think is sort of my breakout right now.
No, I think so, too.
And maybe that's just because he's right, but there's, I'm like, no, you're so reasonable.
And he's also, like, super, there's, like, an earnesty about him. He's, like, very, you, like, really want to root for him.
Like, what was his name? Bubbalicious?
Yes.
What was his name?
Oh,
Fergalicious? Fergalicious. Thank you so much. There's like a Fergalicious essence to him.
Definitely. You're like,
I like that. I like the like.
And he's sniffing it out. I hope. But here's the thing that's kind of great, too, is that like, I don't think whoever knows, like, you can't murder him now. Like, if Bob goes gung ho to murder him, it is so obvious that Bob is a traitor. Like, I can't imagine that's going to be the play.
Well, the end of the episode is.
Oh, they have to pick three?
Well, no, the end of the episode is Gabby maybe walking in on them when they're leaving, which is so, you know what? That's the problem with that as a to be continued, because I'm like, that just makes me feel bad about this crop, or not even the traders, but like the production timing of that or something, because that's going to, well, I guess, that's the question is like, how do you pull this stuff off? It's supposed to be very difficult. God, it's so much easier. Well, what's more likely, that the faithful win or that a traitor wins?
I mean, I guess technically there are more faithfuls. Two faithfuls won last year. Mm. It was what's his name? CT and what's her name?
Oh yeah,
Blondie.
Uh huh.
What's her name?
I forgot. This is so unhelpful.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
Yeah. I mean, how it's looking now, I'm like, who knows? It feels like the faithfuls are taking it. Like, I'm kind of like, I don't know, though.
Yeah, we need maybe different traders, but I also don't know. I don't know how that will. I don't know. Maybe, again, maybe it's just growing pains at the beginning of this. I really couldn't tell you.
I think. And it's already a lot of talent. I'm shocked that...
Trishelle. It was CT and Trishelle. Yes. I forgot about Trishelle. I literally forgot Trishelle was on the show altogether.
See, and those were the... And I have like a relatively... A very rudimentary... Like my knowledge of the challenge is like, I know who CT is because he's like the biggest star probably from that show. So like, as I'm sure as the Traitors progresses... And we keep pulling talent from these other shows I don't watch. It's going to be harder and harder for me to know.
Oh, Wes is a big deal.
He's huge from Bachelor. Yeah.
No. From he's in one of the boxes in the sky or whatever. One of the cages. Okay. Yeah, he's a big deal. CT is a big deal. Johnny Bananas is a big deal. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while, but you sort of, that's okay because
CT was on. Like I was like young when CT was on.
Yeah,
like,
they've been on for a long time.
A really long time. Like the mid-aughts, I feel like.
There's a guy, Mark, who was on it for a very, very long time. But I doubt he's still on it. But
yeah, they've got New York
there.
They
really do.
Now I'm thinking of like the House of Villains people. I guess that's like the same pool.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Bananas at both.
Oh, I didn't watch the newest season of
I watched the first House episode. It was good. And I watched the clips.
Okay. That'll be something for me to add to my list. But I
Larsa's
truly...
in both now. See, like there's a lot of doubles.
Oh my god, Larsa. Oh my god bless. Iconic.
Her and Marcus at the time. Oh my god.
Oh my, her roundtable behavior, very good. Very sharp.
That's the thing. Like there aren't even too many people for us to laugh at yet. But it's also hard. A lot of people aren't speaking up. We don't really know the characters yet. Yeah. Like Gabby was always making me laugh. By the third episode, I was cackling and I really was into her whole vibe.
I love her energy.
I'm a big fan. I'm like, I texted all my like Bachelor friends who watch now. I was like, is it okay if I stand here? They're like, no, she's fabulous. You can.
She also, I love the tone of her voice. Oh, I find it so soothing. It's intoxicating. I could listen to her talk for hours. If she doesn't have a podcast, she should have one immediately.
I feel, oh, you know who would be good? Because you said that and it made me think. I was like, there's sometimes just like the way someone talks, I can like listen forever. Yes. Dr. Nicole Martin was like that. The sound of her voice, the way she could talk, I loved it. She'd be great on Traitors.
She would. And also it's a might be a better fit for her. The commitment is less.
Yeah.
Although I think actually, does she cameo at the Miami finale or is she just partying?
I saw she was with them on Gertie's birthday.
Yeah, at a birthday. That gave me hope that maybe we'll see her a little bit.
I hope.
She is an icon. She's a queen. She's a legend. But she would be great on Traitors.
Yeah. She'd be fabulous. I think that's the thing. The possibilities are endless. I think the bottom line is, honestly, Sarah, is that I just think that getting rid of Dorinda first is just leaves a sour taste in your mouth. There's no other way to go around it. We can't beat the bush anymore. Like, we can't beat around it. Like, come on. It sucks.
I'm a little bitter. I'm a little upset. I feel a little disrespected as a Bravoholic, but also I think arguably more important as a viewer. Not that you can really disconnect the two.
Right.
Untwine the two. I just really think that was the wrong call. And I just feel terribly for Dorinda to come back, but this is the thing you sign up for. I just, the look on her face.
It's devastating.
I was genuinely sad for her. Yeah. I was like, oh, you deserve more than this. More importantly, we deserve more from this. Like,
yes.
It just to have her in this moment, she would have been, I really think she would have been incredible. I think she would have.
Absolutely. I also feel like in like a larger sense too, like it does feel like as the Bravo viewer coming into Traders, Peacock is our home. Mm. So it does feel like we're welcoming other people onto our turf.
It is our turf.
It feels like that. And it feels like we welcome them with open arms. And it feels really hurtful when they're just like axing housewives off left and right. On top of the fact that like, I feel like I spend a lot of the... What's nice about Traders is it brings so many reality TV fans together, but it feels like I spend a lot of my energy explaining the lore behind these housewives and these Bravo people, explaining how they are cunning in certain ways, like defending their value. Because the Big Brother and Survivor Venn diagram is way closer. So a lot of people come in knowing 75%.
CBS.
Yes, and then don't just know the 20 to 35% of Bravo people. So I feel like I'm constantly like, even last year, I was like, oh, no, she's hilarious. But like, Phaedra is quite possibly one of the most shocking housewives firings of all time.
Oh, no. Talk about
you
drama.
Can't trust her. Like, I just was like telling friends, I was like, no, like, this is a brilliant move because, and you know what I mean? Like, I was explaining things. So it's just kind of, even like last night, I was like, no, I was like, Dolores at a round table is iconic. Like, you would need her there. Like, she is, like, all about her gut. She's all about being loyal. Like, she will not fuck around.
Do
like,
not fuck with
you would want her on your side. Like, don't... Patterson Dolores. Like, so it's just, like, I think that is... And we can be honest about it. I'm going to be honest about it. It is hurtful because it feels like I let people on my turf. Mm-hmm. I let you come and play. And this is why we can't have nice things. Because now you're like, we gave you one of our best for this season of Traitors. And you fucked us.
And this is how we were respected. We decorated, we cooked, we made it nice.
We made it nice.
We made it nice. And also, God help the first person who writes down Dolores' name.
Oh.
God help. Oh, no, wait. Did someone? Because I feel like I remember someone spelling D-E-L-O-R. Yes, and I was like
the British guy, and he spelt it wrong. I know.
I was like, you should know.
It is not
American history, sir. Even though this is being filmed in Scotland, I don't even care. I don't even care if he is.
I'm like, it is so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I did. Dolores picking up the picture frame every time. Her heart just can't take it. She's like, that's not nice. Like, let me get this portrait. Like,
I love her. We needed mom energy, but I'm ready for Mob Wives energy as well. And we're going to get it.
I think.
Unless they kill her in the middle of the night, in which case I will riot. I will riot.
I hope, because already, like, how many turret scenes are we going to have where they're like another housewife? I'm like, let's stop. Please, like, pick someone else. I don't want Dolores to be in one of those three little coffin things. Mm-mm. I want her to defend herself at a round table. Well, how is that gonna work? Oh, so the challenge the next day are the three coffin? What?
Because wasn't Ekansu last year the one doing the coffin stuff? It escapes my mind every year. I'm like, what's happening? I'm hopeful, but keep Dolo there. Keep
Hello.
New Fergalicious
who I
there.
I think is going to go very far.
Dolo?
Bob Harper.
Yes.
He was playing a good game because he was going with his gut and he wasn't necessarily right, but he was very concise and he was simply clocking behaviors and repeating it and also is making a lot of good friends with people.
Mm-hmm. He's very likable.
Very likable.
God only knows what he survived.
Hello.
On Biggest Loser. I mean, he was with some like terrors of fellow coaches. So he's been through, he knows how to deal with like prickly personalities. And also, sidebar, but he's an excellent guest on Watch What Happens.
Fantastic.
He's
you know, that's
so
the
charming.
First time I ever went. It was Teresa and Bob.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What a combination.
Yeah, this was like 2018 or
Holy
2019.
Holy shit. I don't even remember who was my first.
Her two special guests that she had at the time, because she wasn't even dating Louis at the time. This was like 2018 or 2019.
Back in the nice age.
I know. The one time we had. The only time her and Melissa got along. Mm. It was her cellmate and a guest of her cellmates.
So nice.
Which she brought to Watch What Happens Live.
That's
it was
so
actually really sweet.
I love that. That's super sweet.
It was really fun. And I was like freak. I had like only been living here for like a year. I was like, and didn't even cover media. I was just like a fan.
Oh my God.
Ex at the time worked at Good Morning America and was able to like get us in to Watch What Happens Live that night. It was fabulous. But yeah, something in that third episode, I was like, oh, Bob's kind of, he's got the goods. I think he's actually going to make it pretty far.
I would love to see him make it far.
Yeah.
He's delightful. Also, the he's raised so much awareness because he had a
heart attack.
The Widowmaker heart attack or something.
Where it's like
extraordinarily deadly. Yes. And what he just the information that he shared and resources. Anyway, he's got a piece of my heart. I really like him. So we'll see what happens. To be continued. Jared Alexander, what a pleasure, what a thrill.
This has just been amazing as always.
I feel a little sad, a little guilty that I wasn't more like, yes, traitors. I do feel a little bad, but I have to be honest. I just have to feel honest.
Basically confirm that with you. I'm not loving the gameplay, but this is, you know,
anything could happen.
Literally. Ellie Goulding once said, anything could happen.
Truly.
And she did.
She did. So there we are. Tell the tippers, also known as AGs, where they can follow you on social. What's happening? On social. And also just wanted to let you know that our text thread with some of our Bravo friends. I just looked at my phone. I have 47
messages.
Oh my God.
So I think we'll have to send them a selfie.
It's literally, I think, about traitors, which is so funny. We just need to follow up.
We'll just send them the episode.
I know, for real. We're going to send them a link to it.
Yes.
Mention it all.
Yes.
Please tell
you can follow me at the Jared Alex on Instagram, and I'm at Parade Magazine now, where we do plenty of traders coverage. We do a lot of Bravo coverage, all that stuff. So it's gonna be fun. We're back. So
we love.
Yeah.
Speaking of being back, join the Andy Scrolls Patreon. It's the number one way to support the pod. You get exclusive bonus episodes and so much more. Also, of course, there is a link in show notes to resources to help and support all those affected by what is happening right now in LA. Sending all of our love. We got more into that on the AG Classic that we just recorded. And also, one of the Bravo creators raising funds for a campaign that we have, a fundraiser that we have, through Instagram for the Los Angeles Firefighters Department Foundation, making sure that we can equip firefighters right now in LA, heroes, with necessary tools. So you can support that fundraiser on Instagram through my IG at Dame Galley. Jared Alexander, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Traders are back. We're back.
We had a little Friday night date.
It was a delight.
It was a delight. All right. Thanks to all of you for listening, regardless of whether or not you're a trader or a faithful. We thank you so much, and we will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.